You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Argentina advances in the World Cup, and ClevelandBrowns.com, your most trusted source for Browns news, plus the latest photos and videos straight from the source. Visit ClevelandBrowns.com for everything Browns. That's ClevelandBrowns.com. Nathan Zagura, Michael Reg, I am. Now we bring in the great Jason Gibbs to play a little after further review.
After further review.
Wow, what an end to that game.
That was crazy. The Swiss had a header right off the bar, right in front of the goal.
Followed up off the guy's
off
knee.
Off the guy's knee, and it still had enough pace. It would have gone in, and it went on the wrong side of his knee. It
you didn't like the offensive choice, though, did you guys?
At the end there?
At the end, on the free kick?
No.
On the free kick.
You got to at least put that on
no
goal.
No left.
You got to put that on goal.
Yeah.
That's a fail.
That's a fail.
That's why you're going home. Question number one.
They're very neutral.
Yeah, you betcha. Jordan Cameron, Jabal Sheard, Brian Hoyer, Buster Skrine. All guys that are going to be free agents here over the next year and a half. Rank them from priority number one to number four in terms of getting them re-signed.
What you got, Nate?
All right, I'm going to go with a tie at number one with Jordan Cameron and Jabal Sheard.
Yeah. Can't tie.
I can tie.
Come on.
I can tie. It's true. To me, it's those two are in a class of their own.
A stalemate.
And then the other two, it's a stalemate. Yes, indeed. If I had to, if you're going to force me, I'll go Jabal Cameron, number one, Brian Hoyer, number three, and Buster Skrine, number four. And that's no disrespect to Buster Skrine, number four. I just think when you drafted Gilbert, you drafted Dazier in another year, I want him back. In fact, I want all four of these guys back, but... To me, Cameron and Sheard are massive difference maker Pro Bowl type players.
They are, no question about it, but I'll break the stalemate. I'm going to go slightly, just the slightest after further review edge to Jordan Cameron because of the offensive
side.
Like
the Jabal
football
Cameron.
Needs him more. Jabal Cameron. I'll go Jabal Sheard right there with him, but two. I'm going to go Buster Skrine three and then Brian Hoyer four. Number one, because I'm pretty sure that Hoyer is going to decline the opportunity to extend right now anyway. And listen, I like me some Buster Skrine. I think I've liked him since he came here. I know I was in the minority, but I think this young man is vital to the Browns secondary, even with the drafting of Gilbert and Dazier. A different type of corner, so that's my order with that question, Gibbs, and after further review.
And I'll say this. If Johnny Manziel comes out, wows us, and is the starting quarterback, Buster Skrine moves well up to number three, and Hoyer goes to number four.
That's my thought.
Yep.
After further review.
Question number two today, guys. Name the top three Browns who benefited the most from the coaching change and the off-season workouts.
Terrific question.
Great Nathan. Question, Gibbs. All right, I'm going to go number one, Jabal Sheard. I believe that he is tailor-made to play this Mario Williams rush position in this defense. I think he is going to benefit a lot from this coaching change and the way things are going. I'm going to go with another defensive player, my friend Buck Wild Billy Winn. I think he is a perfect fit for what they're going to ask him to do along the defensive line and has an opportunity to have a breakout campaign. And the third one for me is going to be, believe it or not, Anthony Armstrong,
yeah.
Because I don't think he would be here if it were not for Kyle Shanahan. He knows the system, so those coaching changes, I think, have been very beneficial to him, and he is going to thrive. He's looked very good, and I think he has a good chance to make this team. The other honorable mentions would be Ben Tate, Terrence West, obviously Jordan Cameron as well, looking very good on the offensive side of the ball.
You and I, position-wise, are very, very close to one another. I'm going to go number one because I think Jabal Sheard's already there. Paul Kruger is going
to
really, really have an opportunity to get back to where he was in that Baltimore Ravens D and be a difference maker, rack up some numbers. So I'm going to go Kruger number one. Number two, I'm going to go to Sean Gibson because I think he can back point things on that in this defense with Dante Whitner next to him. I think he's got enough cover skills at the back end of the defense to ball hawk a little bit. Hopefully that'll take place. And number three, I'm going to go with Desmond Bryant back on the defensive line because Bryant is going, if he could stay healthy, he's going to take on a role, I think, like some of the young man in that Buffalo Bills defense we talked about. I think you're going to see the sack numbers go up for Dez Bryant this year.
I like that, and just, I don't know if you knew this, but Pete Prisco just did a column, the most overrated and underrated player on every team.
No.
The most overrated player he had for the Cleveland Browns, Paul Kruger. The most underrated player he had for the Cleveland Browns, Tayshaun Gibson.
Yeah.
So you had those two right out of the gate.
Yeah. Okay. Well, it doesn't surprise me, although Kruger, I think, again, is going to show us more this year of what he did in his last season and had that tremendous playoff run. With getting to the
quarterback. I hope he does. It'll
I
be
hope
key.
So too.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm convinced he wants to. He wasn't happy with. He knows that he did not achieve what he needed to achieve a year ago.
Absolutely.
After further review.
Question number three, guys. Has there been added I'm sorry. Name one player. I'm looking at the wrong thing.
I Blake Bortles.
Yep. Name one player on offense and one player on defense who you think will have a breakout year.
On offense, I'm going to go with, because I don't think he could, I don't think he'd say Jordan Cameron again, because I think he had his breakout year. So on offense, I'm going to go Andrew Hawkins. Mm-hmm. I think he is going to have a monster season and be kind of a guy who, if you do not have Josh Gordon for an extended period of time, is going to be asked to carry the passing game out of the slot like we've seen a Percy Harvin do in Minnesota, Randall Cobb at times do for the Green Bay Packers, Wes Welker for, of course, the New England Patriots. I think Hawkins is going to get that kind of an opportunity. So I'll say him, and I'll also give a nod to if someone emerges as the sole primary ball carrier, whether it be Terrence West or Ben Tate, I believe they also will have a breakout season. On the defensive side of the ball, I think we're going to get a lot of breakout seasons, but Jabal Sheard to me is the one guy who I think is going to go from a guy that we here in Cleveland know very, very well to a guy who starts to get his national propers, Pro Bowl, All-Pro potential, 10 to 15 sack potential this year. I think he has a big season.
Very, very nice. Now, I bet you guys are going to say, Reg, it's got to be someone that either catches, runs with, or throws the football to have a breakout year, right?
No.
No, you got to look. Mitchell Schwartz is going to have a breakout year.
The captain of the bandwagon.
How about it, Gibbs? Yeah. Because this offensive system in the zone read run game, Mitchell's got, boom, make that first pop and then explode, get to the second level. I think that he has the capability. It's going to fit him to a T in what he does best. I think he's going to be just solid as could be on that right side. On the defensive side, all pro, Pro Bowl, mark it down. Big fella, Phil Taylor, put him in the Pro Bowl right now. He is going to explode this year and be mean, physical, nasty, and do a lot of damage in the middle of that Cleveland Browns D. I got you going to the Pro Bowl, big fella. Back me up now.
I like
Phil
that.
Taylor.
I like that. Billy Wynn. My guy, Buck Wild, I think he's a sneaky Pro Bowl candidate as well on that defensive side. There are a lot of guys who I think are going to have very good seasons on the defensive side of the football. I'm excited to see that team get it done.
Yep, yep.
After further review.
Final question today, guys. 4th of July coming up on Friday. Nathan Zagura's birthday.
Thank you.
Happy, man.
36.
Wow,
I'm older than you are. How about
and
apples?
I'm older than both of you. But not combined, Gibbs. Don't say it.
No, not quite that.
No.
No, not going out. I'm not going anywhere.
Okay.
I've seen you out and about. You handle
yourself like a young man.
Oh, baby. No. Listen, I have no Johnny aspirations.
Okay.
None. Thank you.
No champagne and swans?
No.
No Bieber?
No Bieber. Champagne and swans
way ahead of
Bieber.
Right.
Not a fan.
Not a fan.
Bruno Mars.
Bruno Mars.
Now,
all right.
Bruno Mars.
All right.
I like me some Bruno.
There we go.
The other night.
All right. Best place to go watch fireworks in the area. If someone's coming into town for the weekend, where's the best place to go to watch fireworks?
Oh, now you threw in the area in the rundown. It just said best place to watch. So I was going to go back.
I was going to go back to the Bay Area
to the Hayward Hills, where you could overlook the whole Bay Area, so you could see the San Jose fireworks, you could see the San Francisco fireworks,
and you
could see the Oakland fireworks all at once. Sit up there, picnic, bring your special lady. Could be like a lookout point on the birthday for the big fella when he was a young man, if you know what I'm talking about, Gibbs.
I don't even know how to follow that
Hayward
up.
Hayward Hills.
Where are you taking the kids Friday night? Because I know that you got your kids.
We'll be taking them, I think, to the fireworks up at Beachmont on the east side over there.
East side.
And we'll watch the fireworks over there. They put a little firework display on over the driving range. Not too shabby. I'll tell you this, though. My dog, the Lumps, does not enjoy fireworks season. She is terrified. I feel bad
for
her.
Paws over the ears.
Oh, man. She's hiding. She's trembling. She's shaking.
I know. Yeah, that happens once in a while. All right, you know I got to go West Side because I'm a West Side guy. Been since 1983 in the big league city of Cleveland. So got to be on the water. Got to be over the shores of Lake Erie. And what they do in Lakewood is phenomenal with everybody getting together. So West Side on the water. Got to be there for the fireworks.
All right, Gibbs, where are you going?
You know, we have friends of our family real close that live right across the street from Lakewood Park. Always a big party and always always a booze fest and a food fest. We got that going on. But then it's like, you know, my ladies from Homestead Falls, it's their bicentennial. They've never had fireworks on the 4th of July, and they're actually doing them this year. So I don't know which one we're going to yet.
I'll be
in Independence on Thursday, by the way. Great fireworks show there, too. My buddy, they explode right over his backyard.
You're right, Gibbs. I've done Independence as well.
I think the fireworks are going to be wherever Johnny Manziel's partying in Cleveland for the 4th if he's here.
What do you think the chances are that he's going to be doing fireworks here?
Oh, that'd be 0%.
Thank you.
I'm going to go ahead and take the 0% there. So is there anything that you guys like to have food-wise on every 4th of July? Now, I'm lucky. I get to dictate my food, so I do get exactly what I want every 4th of July. But where are you guys going food-wise?
Wait a minute.
Beef brisket and baked beans, baby.
Beef brisket and baked beans. I like that.
Absolutely. All right, Texas beef brisket.
You know, my uncle's birthday is also on the 4th of July. So
nice. Give him my regards.
Do a little cookout. But he ends up soaking. He goes, I don't even know where he goes to get the brats. I think he goes and gets them from the market.
Okay.
Brats and hot dogs. And he soaks them in some kind of beer and a lot of other little things. And he soaks them for literally 24 hours.
Wow.
And then throws them on the grill. They are spectacular on the 4th of July. Although I'm a big – we were talking about it last Friday with Hanford and Reg. I like my potato salad, my macaroni salad. I like a little pasta salad. I like all the little salads.
Gibbs was breaking down salads.
I am 100% anti-mayo. I'm just on record. I can't handle mayo. I can't handle – so any type of anything
That's
salad –
That's just not American.
It may be un-American, but I can't handle it. I'm just not into mayo. Like if I get a sandwich and they put mayo on, I'll throw that bun out. I'll take anything to the mayo. It's gone. It's out.
Right, Nathan, check this out. Both Gibbs and Top Dog just laughed at me and because I said I like my dogs grilled, burnt, black. I want them all crusted over.
Yeah.
Crispy, man. And those two are, Reg,
that's all you taste then.
I don't I'm not Reg, I wanted to come to your I was excited to come to your defense here, but I don't like it all black. I don't mind a few marks on
I agree with that. I agree with that.
But I'll tell you, this is what I have to look forward to on my birthday, which I'm very excited about. I get it every year, and it is a duo of prime rib. My wife makes a traditional prime rib. Alyssa, the great Alyssa Zagura, she makes a traditional prime rib, and then she makes a habanero barbecue prime rib that I think may be the finest thing on the planet. And to give her the ultimate compliment, you got the chance to meet my old man Pedro.
I did.
And he'll be in town. He's going to be in town for my birthday, and he fancies himself, and he is a phenomenal chef as well, makes a great prime rib. And he even said to my wife, your prime rib's better than mine, which is a hard thing for Pedro to come out and say. So I'm looking forward to that. The thing's going to be tough, though, is we're going to have my dad here, so he's going to be eating a lot of meat because typically she'll get 2 8-pound prime ribs, make them both, and that's just for us. So I'll be eating, you know, prime rib for a week, and now with my dad here, he's going to cut into my leftovers.
That's all right. Leftovers.
There it is.
That kind of barbecue prime rib. Tasty.
Oh, goodness. Tasty. The king of all the meats, Reg.
I'm with you, man. Bring it on. I had it. I'm not saying it's
the
good
king
as what
of
your
the
wife does,
meats. Come
but it's
on.
Good.
Prime rib is the king of all the meats, Gibbs. There is no debate about that.
You ever had a barbecued, Gibbs? Try it.
You know what?
Try
I have not.
Barbecued.
I have not.
King of all the meats.
I will have to.
All right. We're going to come back and wrap up this edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, right here on ESPN 850 WKNR.